Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
And we raised the great grand gospel curtain for the 412th time.
Woo-hoo!
With a spotlight on the best of the best in gospel music.
Oh, yeah.
And standing behind the curtain, there's Kevin.
I'm behind the curtain.
And Tori and Williams there.
Oh, Lord.
Along with Gerald Wolf and Gordon Moat.
What's behind curtain number two?
Buddy Green. And all of our guests around the world, welcome to the place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It is the spot where the music is the cream and the chatter is no dream.
And it's more like
international.
A nightmare.
Good Gospel Music Day. The music's always great. Don't believe me? Just you wait.
And standing atop his homecoming Victrola, ready to crank out some of the finest gospel music this side of heaven, our congenial, he fell down. Oh dear. Dressed in his black tuxedo with the cummerbund on his head now, ready to spend some music your way. Here he is. Good old Gospel Music Day right here.
He is the recent recipient of the Music's All Fine Before 29 Award.
Yeah, he's way out of that one.
That's from the Society for the Preservation of 78 RPM Records.
He is Bill. New songs may be gold, but they're better when they're old, Gaither.
I do love the history of gospel music because it is rich and deep, and all of us owe what we are today to those who went before us and created this wonderful medium called gospel music. And my guests today are grateful for their heritage that they have. The Crabb family, the Collingsworth family, sisters.
Vocal band, Booth Brothers, Alicia Williamson, Tallies. So William, it's going to be a gospel music lover's delight today.
Speaking of deep, Bill, turn that crank and bring on the music. Get it running up to speed. That's all we need.
And here's the entire group singing, "The World Didn't Give It to Me, and the World Can't Take It Away."
It wasn't always there, 'cause troubles used to get me down. Hassles and problems from every direction, they used to make me wear a frown. But in the midst of the storm, I found this deep contentment to help me face each night and day. You see, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away.
The world didn't give it to me.
while the world didn't give it to me. The Homecoming Group, Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio right here. This is Kevin Williams, and we've got a grateful shout-out salute we like to do to all of our stations in Arkansas, including KBPB, KFOC, and KUOA. Thank you for airing Homecoming Radio. And
salute!
Having a good time, Bill.
Here's the Crab family singing This Is You and Me.
This is where the children come, all God's daughters, all God's sons, saints and sinners, everyone, this is you and me. Gather at the table now, everyone's on common ground, bring your burdens, lay them down, this is you and me.
I know that tune. I know that tune.
It is. It's the tune. Finally, somebody loves us. The International Word Lovers Society.
I knew that would happen.
Presented to us their You're the Best Award.
It was inevitable, Phil.
For our accurate interpretation of obscure words.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
But we've got them fooled, so here we go again.
Are they listening to our program?
Yeah. The word of the day is funambulist. Funambulist.
Funambulist.
Okay, Kevin, let's just go to it right away. Okay.
Well,
you know this, Kevin?
Just jump.
Interestingly, oh dear. Oh, wow. Interestingly enough, the Funambulists were a small faction of people in the 1400s, Bill, who believed that the Earth was flat and that we had never been to the moon. Now, what they didn't realize, of course, in the 1400s, we hadn't been to the moon. But they eventually gave way to sleepwalking and then eventually died off completely and was followed up by a martial arts group called the Kung Funambulists, and that was a whole other story, but it's an important piece of our world history. Now, Phil, I've got to be close on this one.
You are right? Really close. I mean, yeah. Incredibly close.
You're squeaky close.
Squeaky.
It actually means one who is a tightrope walker.
Oh, there you go.
Here, I'll use it in a sentence. No one around this table has ever been a funambulist.
No, but I felt like one. A couple of times.
You've got a payroll and a bus payment, you have been.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Well, that sums it up right there. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You don't know what you're going to hear on Homecoming Radio. Tell you what this is. This is the Sisters, and I'm sure.
It's not a question of whether he's out there. It's not a matter of if he's coming back one day. It's not an issue of him being faithful. Some things are just understood, yeah. There's no dilemma here. He'll do what he promised. There's no doubt about it. He's gonna take care of me. I don't know how he does it, but he's working everything together for good, for my good. I'm sure, so sure, positively certain of the fact that I'm sure, so sure, his love is not an illusion, it's a foregone conclusion. I'm sure, I'm sure. There's no denying that life can be crazy, but I don't have to know just what tomorrow may bring. So what if circumstances feel like they're out of control? They're no match for his grace. I'm sure, so sure, I am absolutely positively certain of the fact that I'm sure, so sure, his love is not an illusion, it's a foregone conclusion. Positively certain of the fact that I'm sure, so sure, his love is not an illusion, it's a foregone conclusion. I'm sure, so sure, so sure, absolutely positively certain of the fact that I'm sure, so sure, his love is not an illusion, it's a foregone conclusion.
Once again, it's time for a little touch of William's wisdom and his rule of thumb. Here we go.
Okay, today's rule of thumb is this. For the perfect hard-boiled egg, place the egg into boiling water, sing the first verse of Onward Christian Soldiers five times, and the egg will be perfect.
Really?
Serious.
Have you ever tried that?
Many times. I mean,
oh, really? I'm just wanting to be certain.
Every time I boil an egg, I...
I tried it in 6-8 and ruined the egg. I don't know what happened, but...
Here's the Collingsworth family, I Must Tell Jesus.
Thank you.
And that's Phil Collingsworth on this good gospel music edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's something to think about. Most of the people who fail in life never realize how close they were to success when they gave up.
Here are all the homecoming folks. It's Larry Ford leading us. Palms of Victory.
I saw a wayward traveler in tattered garments clad. He was struggling up the mountain, and it seemed that he was sad. His back was heavy laden, his strength was almost gone. But he shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
With palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
The summer sun was shining, and the sweat was on his brow. His garments worn and dusty, his steps seemed mighty slow. He kept on pressing onward, for he was going home, still shouting as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
I saw him in the evening, the sun was sinking low. He'd overcome the mountain and reach the veil below. He saw that golden city, his everlasting home, and he shouted loud, Hosannas, deliverance has come.
Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
Just o'er the narrow flood, a band of holy angels came from the throne of God, and they bore him on their pinions, save for the dashing foam, and they joined him in his triumph. Deliverance had come.
Palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall.
Here are some cordial notes left by our friends at homecomingradio.com. This one says, I love listening to your program. I have several non-Christian friends who also love listening and find it very inspirational. Keep up the good work. Ornella in Jamaica.
Come on.
I'm glad I found your program, and I'm a faithful listener every Saturday night here in Colorado. There's scores of us who love the music you play, so I had to take time to let you know. Keep up the good work, as you are a great lifeline for many of us. Blessings, Sherry.
This says, thanks for being here when I need you. Thanks also for such wonderful music with its encouraging and joyful message. We appreciate what you do and pray that you will continue for many years to come. That's from Rudy.
And blessings from the Lord on each of you. My wife and I listen as we ride to church on WWEV 91.5 in Georgia. We're headed to early praise team rehearsal, and you always provide a good inspiration for the ministry that we are about to do at our church. Godspeed with each step you take. Jerry, Homecoming Radio. Oh, it's always, always good to hear from you.
Encouraging.
It's very, very encouraging. And you know, on our very, very best day, people come up to us all the time and tell us how wonderful what we do is. On our very best day, we're just an old sinner saved by grace.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle. of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today. Just an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Condemned to death, he took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom. With each breath of life I take, love and
say praise the Lord. Amen. You know, our goal today was to play you some good old gospel music, and I think you've heard some of the best, and I hope you've enjoyed it and that you'll come back and be with us for some more next time, same place.
And if the information superhighway is part of your week, take a rest at homecomingradio.com, where you can find the latest on the dates, times, and places for our upcoming concerts, the inside scoop on the Gaither videos, and you can leave us a note. Mm-hmm. Go do it right now.
Right.
You can also check us out on Facebook and Twitter. You're going to love seeing a whole lot of the behind-the-scenes action that goes on Homecoming Radio. Uh-huh. And you can tweet, Twitter, Fritter. We don't care. Check it out. It's fun.
I'm still looking for those behind-the-scenes videos. False advertisement.
Guys, we got to do a final shout-out salute to some of our fine California stations, KERI, KGBA, KHCS, and KPRO. Thank you all so much for airing Homecoming Radio.
Salute!
We've got to tuck it in. Is that a good phrase? Tuck it in?
Yeah.
Put his bag.
Tuck it in.
Put his
tuck it, pack it.
Take an old coat tail out of it.
All right.
Let's go back to the old clock on the wall.
The old clock on my phone says it's time to go home.
We'll see you next week.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
So long.
Bye.
See ya. It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.